Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, Reading, and welcome to Living in the North State, coming to you live from the downtown Reading studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Living in the North State is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where you simply receive outrageous service. I'm your host, Tony Horde, and I'm here with my co-hosts and esteemed colleagues, Rich Howe and Bill Woodford. Now sit back and get ready for an hour jam-packed with knowledge that could only come from California State licensed realtors and loan officers. The number here at the station is 530-605-4567, and you can always catch us on the web at kcnr1460.com. Just click on the Listen Live button and you'll be right here with us. Now let's get this party started. I'd say this party started about an hour ago. How about you, Rich?
It was a long day. Still going.
No kidding.
Got to finish it off right.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Woohoo!
Bill's in the house, as usual.
Right.
Looking sharp as a tack, I might add.
Why, thank you, you sweet talker, Betty Crocker.
Well.
Are you flirting with me?
I usually do. You take it well.
I'm used to it. It happens all the time.
Rich, you're looking good today, too, I might add.
Thank you, sir. I'm wearing my my money shirt.
Is that your lucky shirt?
It is.
Your closing shirt?
It is closing. It is about writing offers. It's about making a deal.
You know, we're always busy in this business, aren't we?
Always.
Well, why don't you share what you got going on right now? Just give me a little, we'll give the listeners a little helping of real estate with Rich.
Well, shoot, I just closed one officially yesterday, 8-day escrow.
Cash deal,
little piece of property.
I didn't even know you started escrow.
I know.
That's how fast it
was. We opened last Monday, and we actually could have closed a little bit earlier, but the buyer just neglected. He forgot to sign and hit send on the digi-signing. So it was like going, we were ready, but it was one of the quickest escrows I've ever done.
That's great.
Yeah, it was just... Yeah, it just knocked it out. Fidelity Title was the escrow company. Kelly, Heartline, she's great also, but Kelly Kretschmer.
Oh, you bet.
Finished it real quick and, a great deal. Things like that.
Nothing like having pros on the job in the business.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So,
And as a disclaimer, not all escrows are 8 days.
No, typically not.
8 years.
But even, cash makes it great and very simple, no issues. Buyer was anxious to make it happen. Seller was right on board with that. Let's make it happen. And, went right through it. And, as soon as we went into escrow, checked out the county records. Absolutely no records whatsoever to check out. So
makes it easy.
Makes it real easy.
Yeah.
Piece of property.
Well, cool. Yeah. All right.
Stuff like that. So, yeah, it's just making that happen.
Absolutely. Well, I've been working on one as well, and I've been working on a couple of them. We're basically in negotiations, and that part is sometimes some of the more nerve-wracking parts, but in the end, once you get to where you've got an accepted offer or an accepted arrangement, everybody feels great, and it feels like a really great accomplishment. So right now on both of the deals that I've got, both escrows that I've got going on, we're basically kind of negotiating back and forth, and we're getting there. In fact, I think we just got the award-winning amount of credits, basically. we got credits, and so I think we're going to be able to reach an agreement. So
good.
It's good. Been working hard on it all day. Like I said, it's a little bit nerve-wracking, but in the end, you want to be successful, and that's what makes it all worth it.
Well, sometimes you just got to step back, take a breath, evaluate everything, make sure both parties are it's beneficial to both parties. Mm-hmm, obviously, you can't have one, being detrimental to the other. But if, everybody agrees.
Absolutely.
So sometimes you just got to pump the brakes.
It must be that money shirt.
It must be.
That's right.
Look at it. Doesn't it look like,
I'm saying,
it looks like bills, right?
That shirt is money.
It is.
Yep. You bet.
I'm wearing my money G-string.
Holy moly.
We do not want to see that.
And I had no idea.
Oh, it's got lots of money stuffed in it. I thought that's what we were talking about.
Well, what's going on with you? I mean, diving into anything, tell us something. What's going on in Bill's
world?
I've
been road dogging it hard. I was in, Chico, then Yuba City, then Roseville, and back to Redding, out at the community today. Going to back to Yuba City on Friday. So, yeah, I've been putting a lot of miles on the new caddy.
Wow. So you're just meeting with clients and?
Meeting with clients, okay. And, you know, putting deals together and, you know, quite a few in escrow. And so, yeah.
That's great.
It's doing well. So, yeah, keeping me busy for sure.
Well, there you go. That makes right. Those trips up to Mount Shasta or Ashland or wherever it is that you and the wife like to sneak off to worth it.
That's right. I'm going to go up and I'm going to take Saturday and Sunday off this week and go up and visit my mom up in Rogue River, Oregon.
Oh.
She's up there for Mother's Day.
Oh, good.
She's 98 years old and Henri is all get out. Yeah.
Nice. Well, she lives in a beautiful part of the country, doesn't she?
She sure does. She lives right off the river, too, so it's a nice place.
That's great.
So, yeah.
I fished that river one time and got stuck, like stranded. Boat broke down way up one end of it towards a dam or a diversion dam or something, and ended up walking out of there. It was like 15 miles.
Oh, man. And that's some rough country.
And it was, that was a long time ago. We did a fishing trip up there, guided fishing trip, and the guide's boat broke down.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I bet you got a discount on that one.
I canceled the credit card, yeah. I absolutely did. Don't make me walk no 15 miles.
No kidding, yeah. There's no discount
through
there.
The snow, uphill both ways.
You got to do what you got to do. You got to make it right.
That's right.
Well, speaking of which, let's make it right with 90 seconds of news.
All right.
Sound like a winner?
Yep.
Okay.
Do we have a timer?
We do have a timer. I'm sure we got a timer. All right, so here we go. So brought to you by B&T Satellite, the absolute pros in the business with a lifetime of experience. Don't call the 1-800 number. Give Doug a call at 530-241-DISH. Okay, 90 seconds of news starts now. Story number one. Shasta Lake is 97% full. The fish are biting, and Oregon students are making their way back for their annual slaughterhouse party on Mother's Day weekend. The students have a reputation of making a big mess and not having great boating skills. Also, it's not good news, but in the last 20 years, 4 students have actually passed away up there at the big party. Story number two. The Redding Rodeo is back in 2024, and here's what's happening. The Steak Feed, Street Dance, Chili Cook-Off, and Quick Draw Shootout is May 10th at the Asphalt Cowboys Clubhouse. The Cottonwood Rodeo Parade is May 11th at the Cottonwood Rodeo Ground. Special Kids Day is May 13th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. The Kitty Pet Parade is the same day at the Mount Shasta Mall. The bank robbery will be happening Tuesday, May 14th. The Pancake Breakfast is Friday the 17th, and the parade is on Saturday the 18th. And, of course, get ready for 4 days of Rockin' Rodeo May 15th through the 18th. Story number three. Saul and Luna. That's the names of Redding's newest eaglets. Voted on by Shasta County residents, the names are indicative of the latest eclipse. Story number four. The Shasta County Board of Supervisors just voted 3-1 to give themselves a 59% raise. The current annual income is below, their annual income is below $50,000. Story number five. Colt 45 baseball is set to start May 24th on Veterans Day. Play ball.
Did you make it?
Oop. I did.
It's just now.
I just heard it go. Yeah, you just made it. Nice.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, thank you very much, Christina. We're going to have to introduce Christina. Christina is our new producer. We've got to change producers. And so, hi,
Good
Christina.
Evening.
Hello, hello.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be your producer on the show.
We're looking forward to it, Christina. We know you do a good job with all the other shows, and so
thank you so much.
We're looking forward to it. Welcome to Living in the North State.
I'm enjoying being here.
Awesome, cool, thank you. Well, that was 90 seconds of news, and we might as well break and head out to a break right now. We'll come back and talk about that news in a minute.
All right.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
As the old saying goes, there's really no place like home. From timely milestones to the unforgettable moments that define our lives, it all starts with a home. There's no one more trusted than Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate to help move into the right home or move on from your current home. Expect better. Start by calling or contacting Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate at 530-605-3143. License number 0195-0007.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Well, all right, here we are, living in the North State, live downtown studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. And if you want to give us a call, if you got any questions out there, 530-605-4567. We could call that the real estate line, I guess, huh?
Sure.
But it doesn't have to be about real estate. We'll try to answer any questions,
sure,
right?
Sure, you bet. You want to know what kind of engine is in the new Caddy? He probably got an answer for you on that one.
Yeah, it's a gasoline one.
So anyways, what do you guys think of those stories there?
Shasta Lake being full, that's, you know, that's mm-hmm. the past history. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
These guys are going to have a great year. I've talked to a few of them up, a few of the operators up there, people that that I know that, yeah, they're jazzed for another great water year.
Sure.
And, yeah, the college students coming down, man, I can tell you stories.
I
can show you pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that.
Don't forget, everybody, Rich basically ran Shasta Lake for a couple of decades up there.
Yeah, but, I mean, you go through during the winter, you know, the guys are out there, they're busting their backside to get the boats ready,
yeah.
Get them back in the water, get ready for season, and the first people to get them, college students,
man.
You know, and they'll go and, you know, one or two people were, you know, a captain and first and co-captain will rent the boat and then collect money from everybody else, put 50 people on that thing.
Yeah.
And they go out and just party it up.
So, and they make a huge mess out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I was reading the article. I think there was over 100 tents and all kinds of trash left on Slaughter Island. And the first thing that I thought of is
Slaughterhouse Island.
Slaughterhouse Island.
Yeah.
Okay, is the mess and everything worth the income that they're bringing down? Is that a possibility?
You know, you got to be careful because if you're at legal age and out, you know, you just want to have it available, that type of vacation or whatever it may be, available to everybody. But and you hopefully they don't tear it up, but they do. Is it worth it? I mean, I collected deposits like crazy. I mean, it just, mm-hmm. you know, so make them pay. This is what you're going to do, you know, because we don't want to discriminate against anybody. But, hey, this is what you're going to do. Then, you know, but you have, you know, 25 years of age difference. You know, it used to be 18 or 21 when we rented boats before. But now I think most everybody's gone to 25.
Oh.
But that's just a senior in college.
Yeah.
Been there for a couple extra years. You know, no big deal.
Hey, third grade was the hardest 6 years of my life.
Right. But, yeah, it's tough on them. But, you know, hopefully nobody, you know, dies. That's the sad thing. They just get carried away. And
mm-hmm. Well, and the damage to the boats is one thing, but then the damage to the environment when they're, mm-hmm. like, throwing the stuff all over the place and leaving their trash everywhere and you know, I've been out there on those weekends, and it's just, it's ugly what happens out there.
Yep.
So, you know, and of course, there's not enough, not enough rangers on the lake to, you know, police that completely. They'd have, and of course, it would take an army to police that out there. And so, you know, it's too bad because, you know, that's one thing they could do is ticket those kids up and, you know, get that mess cleaned up, make them clean it up.
That would be a ticket fest.
Yes, it would.
Well, you know what? I look at it nowadays. It's no different what we're seeing at the colleges with the protests that we've been seeing.
It's very true.
I mean, look at the message that they left.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, you're going like, really? You guys actually stand for... You know, for protecting the environment and doing all these things, and, you know, and that's what you do?
Right.
Yeah, you're making a good example. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they could do better. They could bring class.
Yes. So it's the right
no pun intended.
Right.
Right.
So the rodeo's coming up.
Absolutely, yeah, you bet.
That's one of the big ones in town, for sure. That's we just finished out Cool April Nights, and that was huge. And now we're sliding right into the rodeo, which is... another big event for the North State. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the kind of, I mentioned it in here as well, and they mentioned it in their article when they were talking about all that. So the Cottonwood Rodeo is affiliated, I'm assuming, a bit. Like I said, it was all part of the same. In fact, if you go to the Reading Rodeo website, one of the events that's listed there is the
Cottonwood Rodeo?
Yeah, the Cottonwood Rodeo Parade is actually what's listed.
Okay.
But, you know, you would assume that it's a rodeo as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a cool rodeo. You guys been to that?
I have. I was there last year. It was packed.
Oh, wow, cool.
It was packed hard. I mean, you couldn't find a seat down there.
Oh, wow. That's.
So if you're going to go early. I mean, it doesn't cost a whole lot to go to that one, but... There's a shortage of bleachers down there, and everybody brings their chairs and their pickups and backs up to the thing. But that space goes quick, so you know if you're gonna go do that event, you want to get there early for sure.
I think the last time I was there was like 20 years ago, and it was super small time at that time. I mean, it was the same type of thing like you're talking about with the boat or the trucks backing up to the arena and all that kind of stuff. But there was very few people that was there. So it was a smaller event anyway. So
yeah, there was standing room only last year for sure.
Well, cool. Wendy and I are definitely going to be going this year. And that's one of those that, I've always wanted to make it back to, but it's on Mother's Day.
Right.
So, you know, you kind of take a second back seat to whatever else is being planned, you know, for any mom that's in the group there, you know.
Unless you take mom to the rodeo, right?
Well, that's what we did 20 years ago.
Right.
Well, get out there, people. Enjoy the North State. The rodeo. Weather's supposed to be,
Yeah, going to get hot this weekend.
It's going to be 90s.
91, right?
That's what I saw a couple days ago.
So. Yeah, it's coming quick. It's right around the corner.
Until... Next, you know, the following week's probably going to be another winter.
Right, Memorial Weekend, it always rains, right?
Yeah, always, right. At least one day.
That's a dumb.
Got to muddy those boats up.
Got to muddy them kids up on Slaughterhouse Island.
Well, you know what? The amount of wind that's out there right now, another event that's coming up is the Whiskeytown Regatta.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet you they wish they had this wind in a couple of weeks, because I was out there last year, and there just wasn't any wind. And it was a bummer for them because they were out there ready to really tear it up, and they just were barely cruising by.
So. Right. Well, they also have to be real careful that they don't get too much wind out there because that lake can really pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that can get overwhelming for a lot of those smaller boats out there. Right.
Well, that's what we all want to see as a spectator, though.
Yeah. Hell, you go to the races for the car wrecks, too, right?
Well, they are fun.
Let's talk about the supervisors giving themselves a big raise.
That's a big fat raise, isn't it?
That's a big fat raise. Although they're not paid that much, but still.
That's 49%? That's a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's huge. I think, if I remember correctly, I believe that their old salary was like $47,000, and the new salary will be right up around $98,000 or something like that. So that's the 59% increase or something.
Wow.
And the reason why they did that is because every other place is paying their supervisors quite a lot. So, for example, over in Humboldt, they make $99,000. Over there. But in Tehama, guess how much they make in Tehama?
Oh, 28 probably.
Lower than that. I think it's like, it's not even $1,000 a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really low. I think it's in the teens.
So it's just a side gig. for them.
Yeah, pretty much.
We all got to have side gigs.
Now, here's something cool, though, and this will be interesting. The vote was 3-1, and Mrs. Rickard was not there, so she was not able to vote. So now you got four remaining supervisors, and I'm sure you remember who they all are. Guess which one is the one that didn't vote. I'll tell you what, you're not going to get it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Go ahead, shoot from the hip.
What was it, Cry that didn't vote for it?
Yeah, look at you. You got it right off the bat. And that makes sense because he's trying to, you know, he's trying to cut down the footprint of the government, the local government here, and that's his kind of goal. So he wouldn't really be interested in any pay raise. So good on Kevin.
Right.
Good on him. But then again, you other guys, what the heck?
Well, you know.
And Patrick Jones said, he mentioned in the article that this is something that they really have been looking at and trying to do for years, but it's really never been a good time to do it because it's always hard to give yourself a raise. So in this particular case, Garmin and Jones are going to be out of there in 8 months, and so they're not going to get the
raise. They wouldn't see it.
Yeah. So they were able to vote on it, mm-hmm. even though they wouldn't be seeing it.
I think, you know, government officials like that, it should be put to a vote, public vote.
Yeah, I mean, spending the public money, why not?
Spending the public money. I mean, let us vote on it. You know, I think, you know, having costs of increase and being competitive is necessary. You know, mm-hmm. so if we're not competitive with other counties, then yeah, absolutely get the raise, you know, get the money up there. But put it to the people.
Sure.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Yep, I do too. Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You should probably go to one of them board meetings.
Oh, I'd probably get too mad.
You go to them quite a bit, don't you?
I do. I try to. I probably not quite a bit, but yeah, I hit a few of them here and there.
Yeah. You're so civically minded.
Well, you know, if you're going to say something, you might as well be able to say you were there. You know, right. And I like to keep everything neutral. So, you know, if there's a lot of things being said about the supervisors down there, or maybe the citizens that are in there, rather than talk about it, I just go down there and sit there and be a fly on the wall
and witness it,
check it all out, and then at least I got an idea. I really had a pretty good idea of the way things were going back before Kevin Cry was in there. So they had a different board at that time, and there was a lot of things being said about that board, the way they were running things, and I thought, well, shoot. I'm at least going to go down and check it out. So I went down there about three times in a row and watched things happen. Mm-hmm. And
it gives you an independent idea, really, instead of listening to somebody else's opinion of what's happening, because we all have our different opinions, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so yeah, give you firsthand knowledge and
that's
make a decision on
be,
that,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. If you're going to talk, you should know about what you're talking about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, well, cool. Well, let's see. We're getting ready to bump up into another break, so but we could certainly think about one other thing to say.
Yeah, are we going to be at the rodeo parade?
We sure are, Rich.
Are we going to be out there?
Yeah, we are.
All right.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
Bill,
that.
What's your calendar looking like? Are you going to be with us?
I think I might be in Yuba City that day. I'm not sure yet.
Let's see. We got this
Saturday morning, right?
Saturday on the 18th.
Yeah, I'll be in Yuba City.
Ah, okay. Well, we will talk about you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Well, it's going to be Rich and I down there. We're going to have our booth down there, and we'll be talking. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
So that starts off at Lulu's at about 6 in the morning. We start down there. We have a little breakfast. And
yeah, sure, that's what you're going to be there for.
Liquid courage.
Speaking of Lulu's. Right? Do we have a lunch or dinner giveaway with them?
You know, today we got something special going on.
Right?
So today, if you are the first caller, when you hear the secret word, then you get two lunches on us at Lulu's.
Well, what is the secret word?
The secret word is...
It's a secret.
Mortgage.
Whoa.
Okay.
I almost stuttered my you know, you remember remember the cable guy when he was playing Password? Mm. He had a kind of a hair lip problem. And he said, forget about it. We're on the air.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay.
It won't be pretty.
All right, so cool. Let's take a break right now, and we'll be back with maybe a caller.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Reading has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
And that is our theme song around here. We never take it. We're always standing up for the customer or the client, mm-hmm, or the buyer or the seller. That's who we are.
Indeed.
We're not going to take it. Not anymore. We are living in the North State, live downtown Reading at the KCNR studios, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. And I am Tony, and this is Rich, and this is Bill. And
hey.
We're super happy to be, mm-hmm, on the air. We're here talking with you.
What's our phone number?
605-4567.
Very good.
And everybody knows the area code. So, yeah, give us a buzz. You got a question, kind of a crazy question about real estate? Go ahead and lay it on us. We got some answers for you. In fact, be the third caller right now, and Bill will give you $500.
That was supposed to have been edited out.
All right. Yeah. Making sure, wow, our new producer is on top of it. All right, then. So, anyways, I just had to mix it up a little
Monopoly
bit.
Monopoly money, but that's okay.
Ethical?
Now, let's mix it up, Rich. Let's do the Shasta County Real Estate Market Update.
Okay.
All right. Brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where we make it our business that you're successful with your real estate goals. Drop by our office anytime at 2650 Larkspur Lane, Suite G in Reading, or visit us on the web at betterhomesinshasta.com. As of today, there were seemingly a record amount of houses on the Shasta County MLS, 602. We broke the $600 mark.
Mm-hmm. It's up how much?
That's up 25. It's from last week. And in the last 30 days, there were 189 houses sold in Shasta County. That's down 3. 23 mobiles, up 1. And 23 vacant lots. No change on that one. Looked at bankrate.com there earlier to see what the interest rate is for a 30-year fixed mortgage. And it's still about the same, but it went up a tiny bit. It's 7.35%. And, of course, there's a low rate out there of 6.71 if you care about that. But, as always, you should give us a call at 530-242-1020, and we will let you know how to get a interest rate of 5.99 or 5.5.
That's right. And a big chunk toward closing costs.
A large chunk, yeah, $7,500.
Right.
So, yeah, you bet. Give us a buzz, and we'll tell you how we can do that. That's definitely – there we go. There's somebody calling right now. The average price of a home in Shasta County as of May 1st is $402,000 and change. And that's down a little bit for about $25,000. And the average price per square foot is $245.
Up just a little bit.
Up just a tiny bit, yeah.
Well, I mean, last week we had, what, 50 new houses on the market? And now, this week we've got 20 up 25?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's 75 in the last 2 weeks. That's pretty good. That's pretty good jump.
Right.
Yeah, it sure is. It's what we're used to seeing. And, of course, that we're right in the smack dab in the middle of spring, and so you would expect to see an influx like that.
Well, a lot of people, if they're getting ready to move, I mean, they typically move when the kids are out of school. So, yeah, this is the prime time. Get it on the market. And, you know, it's got a season a little bit. You know, you got 30 days or so, at least with an escrow, unless you use me, and I can get them done in you know,
eight days.
It really wasn't me, but... it was just a good transaction, but anyway. But yeah, it's that time of the year to make things happen.
Mm-hmm. It's the best time.
Either moving up, moving out, or moving down.
Right, moving sideways.
Yep, yep, you bet. Well, it's a great time. Great time to be looking at houses, and of course, anybody who's got their house on the market right now, they know how important springtime is, and so we have.
Tony said,
"We don't have a caller, unfortunately, but a caller just called to say that you said once the word that we're not supposed to say here."
Oh, really?
Yes, he did.
Oh, I wonder which word that was.
That was the secret word.
The secret word. Remember in the beginning of the
show? Oh, really? Oh, and we said that?
Yes, once.
Well, good. And somebody was able to call in and win some tickets.
Yes, but you said it only once.
Well, that's okay.
You only got to say it once, right?
No, you said three.
Oh, well, I'm not going to be paying for three.
No, third caller.
Well, good.
Well, good. Yeah. Did you set them up with some, did you let them know that they can come down and get some tickets from us?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, okay. Right.
Call us back.
Yeah, call us back.
Call us back. We got, what was it, lunch for you from
Lulu's? You bet. Lunch for two at Lulu's, there, right, if you remembered that name.
Call us back. We need your name, contact info.
And I don't even remember saying the secret word.
You did say it.
Did I?
It was on the air. Well, you had to. Nobody knew.
Yeah, well, it's in here, isn't it?
And it's.
Oh, that's right, when we did the market update.
Market update.
We're on top of it.
There it is, right there.
Right. Well, there it is. There's the money word. Well, good deal. And seriously, call back and give us your information.
Yes, really, if it was a lady, just call us back, please.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Come on down, pick up some lunch tickets. Because Lulu's is the place to have lunch.
They do a great job down there.
Get a Monte Cristo.
Yeah, they're good atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, have you ever had a steak Diane down there?
No, I haven't.
Man. Yeah, it's kind of a, you really want, if you're looking for a rival to Jack's, you know, it's okay because it's kind of owned by the same entity there, but a rival to Jack's would be that steak Diane down there at Lulu's. Mm-hmm. When you're feeling like you're cracking the big one, or you just sold a big house, or you had an eight-day escrow.
Right. You can, got to celebrate.
Put yourself at steak Diane down at Lulu's.
I'm leaving it alone. I'm not touching it. I'm not.
Okay.
All right. Moving on.
Yes, sir. Moving right on. Are we going to dive into the ethical standard? Is that what we want to do?
Sure. Yeah, it's a quick and easy one. I just read it, but yeah.
Oh, yeah? It is a quick and easy one. You're absolutely right. Okay, the ethical standard is brought to you by my favorite church, Trinity Lutheran Church, where it's more than just an uplifting experience. Come join us any Sunday at 2440 Hilltop Drive in Redding, California. And I might just throw another plug out there for Trinity Lutheran Church. They have Vacation Bible School every summer, and although I do not have the deadlines for getting your kids enrolled, let me think. I know that it's in June, so next week I promise I'll have the dates for that. But it's 1 week Vacation Bible School, and it is usually full of a bunch of kids that are just enjoying the heck out of themselves and learning about Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So, and don't they like take them do all kinds of different things to do?
Crafts and stuff, games, and it's a good place for the kids to be for a week in the summertime.
Keep them kids busy.
Absolutely. The ethical standard. We're on practice 3-8 today, and it's really small, and it's really easy, and it's kind of a no-brainer. Here it goes. Mm-hmm. Realtors shall not misrepresent the availability of access to show or inspect a listed property. So, basically, if I've got, I mean, you know, the availability of access. So, you know, I don't know how you could misrepresent the availability of the access, but really.
Well, it tells me, nope, you can't. I mean, if you got it listed, there's an agreement in place. So if somebody wants to go see it, you can put, you know, need 24-hour notice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a lot of times we see that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if somebody calls up and says, I want to go see it in 2 hours. Make sure it's stated 24-hour notice.
And that's what
sorry,
it says.
Sorry, you can't do that.
That's what it says in the contract.
But it's not misrepresentation, but, you know, it's you can't say, oh, you can't go see it today if it's a vacant home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go see it tomorrow.
I believe what it says in the contract is that you have the buyers have the 17 days to go and look at the property at any time they want as long as it's a reasonable time and with reasonable
notification. Yes, exactly. When you're in contract. Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the misrepresentation would be it's like not this weekend. We're not going to be able to do it this weekend. Maybe next week.
Right.
So that would be misrepresenting it. And I would never do that. We want them to come and take a look at the place and
check it out,
investigate it, inspect it. And,
yep. Just don't tear the place up. You can't tear things apart during your investigation. But other than that, come on in, check it out. Get your guys in here. Get your contractors. Get your home inspectors. Get your pest inspection.
Make inspect that anything that you think you need to inspect in order to feel comfortable buying this property.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. If you think you need to take a look inside those ducts and see if there's dust in there that might look like mold, well, hire a mold specialist.
Oh, now you're getting deep.
And expensive.
I mentioned the M word there, didn't I? A lot of people don't like that word.
Well, I don't know what it looks like.
Exactly.
I'm not qualified to make that determination.
Yeah.
Wait, let's not go there. Okay. Bill's looking at us going, really? You guys are going down a rabbit hole here.
I'm staying out of that one, too.
Yep. The last time I seen a house with mold, it did not go through. I mean, I wasn't able to get the, in fact, they were all cash offers except for mine. And mine was way higher than everybody else's. Well, I should say my clients. But it was with a lender.
Mm-hmm.
And so the agent there said, yeah, I don't think we're going to be doing a loan on that one with that mold in there.
Yeah.
So, I know there's probably something we could have done, but that's where he cut it off at. And he dealt with all the cash buyers, and mm-hmm. that was a good move because when you're working for your seller there, you know, you want the best right. offer on the table.
Well, it can be treated, but it does take some time, and there is a cost factor,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it definitely can be mitigated. I guess is the word, appropriately and signed off. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I had a house. It had some water damage, unknown. It was a vacant home. And, you know, the refrigerator water line started leaking. Nobody knew about it for quite a while. I mean, this is right before I listed it. So I got in there and came across 2 inches of water coming across the kitchen. And it was a raised foundation. So, yeah, we had to cut up the walls and remove a bunch of drywall and 4 feet up and get the testers in there and seal it all off and make sure it was good and before we put it online. Mm. Before we put it out there.
And
we still had to disclose it, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That it had a problem. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Disclosures. Yeah, that's not really a touchy. I mean, it's kind of black and white for us, you know, when it comes to what to disclose what not to. I mean, we have sellers ask us that question all the time, and they say something like, well, should we disclose that? And I said, well, do you know about it? Well, yeah, we do.
Then you should disclose.
You have to. Yeah. Bottom line. And it's interesting. I think that a lot of people, when they disclose things, they think, well, gosh, that's going to hurt the sale or that's going to get me in trouble somehow. Really, it's the opposite. I mean, mm-hmm. you're basically, number one, you're letting the buyer know everything possible about the house, and that's good for him, period. And, of course, the other thing is you're covering your own, yours and your company's
right.
But
yep.
there.
Well, and a lot of people don't think, you know, going, well, you know, a roof or a tree fell and hit the roof 10, 15 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that we had that instance. And they go, when they were doing the disclosures, the seller, excuse me, they didn't remember at the time until the buyer bought the house, talked to the neighbor next door,
mm-hmm.
and then says, oh, by the way, did they tell you about this tree, big tree that used to be right here, and it fell on the house? They went back and looked at their documents, and guess what? No, they didn't say that. They didn't tell anybody.
Well, there you go. It would be hard to remember everything over the course of a time that you own the home.
But it's one of those things when if you remember anything, just put it down in writing. Just tell somebody. Don't let it come back.
It's the non-disclosure that gets you into a world of hurt.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it did to the seller going, you should have disclosed that. Now, here's an issue that we have to mitigate and arbitrate and everything that we went through. Mm-hmm. So, trying to help him out. But, basically the seller did not tell him everything that he could have known.
Sure. Well, just for example, I should probably disclose the fact that we need to go to a break right now.
Okay. Well, so that's good to know.
That's full disclosure. Full disclosure.
Otherwise, I'll just be talking to myself.
We'll be right back.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Reading has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
And here we are, back live at KCNR Studios in downtown Reading at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Living in the North State with Tony Horde, Bill Woodford, and Richard Howe. Oops.
Ooh, that was official.
I know, it sounded like your mom there, dude. I'm sorry. Yeah,
my mom and wife only call me Richard.
Yeah. I like to do that when I'm usually in trouble. Wise out of you, you know.
Right. Well, you know you're in trouble when you get your middle name used, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, yeah, well, we... I'm not going there.
That's right, Tony Richard.
Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot.
You're in trouble now.
You know, last a couple of weeks there, we were talking about the home buying process. We were kind of going down our little bulleted list here and kind of talking about a couple of different things. And let's just hit one of these right here, Rich. Why don't you, Bill, why don't you pick one?
Okay. All right. Let's see. We did this one last week. Let's see. What is a home inspection and why is it important?
All right. Well, there's lots of different home inspections. The most common that we always talk about are the home inspection, the pest inspection, and a septic, and of course, a well. So I would say those are probably about the four most common, wouldn't you think, Rich?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So and why is it important? You need to have a third party looking at it. You got to get another set of eyes on it. you know, and really kind of go through it. So a home inspection guy, we've had Dan on here, haven't we?
No, not Dan.
Well, we had
so we had Jeremiah. Well, of course, he's not an inspector. That's right,
Eric from Green Lizard. Yeah, he's retiring, by the way.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's moving out. I think. So.
Well, he probably got that cart that he was made. Mm-hmm. He probably finally got it patented and
right. So a big thing that we have our clients, you know, saying get a home inspection, check it out, you know, have them go through it, and they crawl all over, they turn everything on, they run the faucets, they look for leaks underneath the sinks, they run the dishwasher, or they turn the ovens on, run the, you know, air conditioners and heaters, and mm-hmm. look at all the windows and the seals and siding. I mean, just and a good inspector would get on the roof and give a review of what the shingles are looking like.
It usually takes 2 or 3 hours
mm-hmm.
for a home inspection.
Right. Yeah, and that's, you know, one, if it's on a slab, a little bit quicker, but, I mean, they crawl underneath. You know, they flush everything, mm-hmm. they turn on the bathtubs, and then they go underneath the house, which I'll watch them. I ain't going underneath there. You know, in the world.
That's when they're earning the money.
Yeah, you know, right. and give you an evaluation of the home. It's very important. You need to know exactly, one, you evaluate what the pest inspection or the pest or home inspection, the pest inspection guy. Pest inspection, people think, going, oh, there's mice? No, that's not the pest we're looking for. You know, we're looking for termite, wood-destroying, weathered wood, that type of thing is what we're looking for. If there's a cockroach, yeah, they don't care, or a mouse, they'll tell you there's mouse droppings, mm-hmm. but that's not what they're looking for. They're looking for anything that's going to destroy the house, the structure of the house. And write up a nice report, and the pest inspection guys will give you, most of them, will give you an estimate of the repairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the home inspection guy typically does not,
right?
You know, but he gives you evaluation and whether, obviously, they're looking for any safety issues, smoke detectors, carbon dioxide, reverse polarity on outlets, all that kind of stuff. You know, and you take that and you go back to the office and you sit down with your agent and you evaluate it. And make sure there's nothing that is scary in it. And then, you know, you kind of evaluate what you want to do, if you want to move forward, or ask the seller for some repairs,
mm-hmm.
partial repairs, or none. If you're okay with it, you move forward.
Mm-hmm. This is typically the second point of negotiations a lot of times,
yeah. And you do these things before your inspection contingency is released.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know, don't... you know, get these inspections done.
Typically
17 days is what you have, and you have access. Of course, power's got to be on. Water's got to be on. That's part of the contract.
Yep.
That the seller has those in place. Some instances, you know, bank-owned property foreclosures, they'll state you need to have the power turned on by or mm-hmm. whatever, and it's your own dime. So watch that type of thing. But typically investors and people buying REO houses, are they know that. So.
Right, right.
Well, it can be very important too, because you know, most people out there don't know what to look for, and so you know, if you don't, then you at that point you should get somebody who does,
mm-hmm.
and you know, because it can save you a lot of money in the long run.
Well, look how many points there are in a home inspection. I mean, there's probably 30 different things that they go into. And if you don't have that list in front of you that you're going to check out, I mean, you probably don't even know what values to look for. I mean, if the mm-hmm. air works, it's like, okay, it seems like it works. But those guys usually have a little temperature gun that they evaluate the temperature coming mm-hmm. out of the duct there, and they know whether or not it's producing what it should be producing.
Yeah, they're evaluating each outlet, yeah, to see mm-hmm. if there's a big difference in that. You know, I had one down in Red Bluff last month, a month before, that, you know, obviously they go up into the attics, and they'll tell you how deep the insulation is.
Yeah.
You know, if it's blow-in type insulation, they'll say, you know, typically it went in probably at 12 inches, and 15 years down the line it's down to, you know, 8 inches thick or something like that. But we literally got called out on insulation around a vent pipe, exhaust pipe for a gas water heater that the insulation was around that pipe.
Okay.
Which was a safety issue.
Sure, sure.
You know, it's like going, oh, all right. And so the seller goes, Rich, what do we need to do? I said, well, we need to go up into the attic and we need to clear the insulation out around that pipe
mm-hmm.
because it is a safety issue. It could possibly catch a fire.
Right.
you know. So.
Well, you know, that kind of brings up another point about the home inspection that I think is a big asset, and that is that really you're just getting a good report card on what your house is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're the seller or the buyer, if you hear something like what you just pointed out there, you're happy to hear it.
Yeah,
you
know, it's a safety issue.
Great.
That could have saved.
Go fix that. It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
So you bet.
Yeah, even if you're not selling your house, it's always, you know, if you've been there a while and you just don't know, if you're not able to get to areas, you know, call up a realtor and say, who's your best home inspection guy that you would recommend? You know, and we have a handful of them. You know, we can't always use our guy that we always want to go to, so we'll have a handful of them, but we trust their input.
Mm-hmm.
We trust what they're doing, and they're trained to do it. And so, yeah, here's one or two names. Pick one of these guys. Here's their number. Give them a call, get them out there, take a look at your home. Even if you know, like I say, you're not selling your home, it's always a good idea to kind of know what is happening in your house. It's a big investment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta make sure things are working good. You don't want a pipe leaking underneath your house. What, you know, and you know, your water bill is slowly creeping up, but water's going somewhere it shouldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Very true.
That reminds me, I do need to crawl underneath my house, but that's a different story.
Can I watch?
You know, it's interesting. What it is, no. My kitchen sink, maybe you guys can help me out with this. My kitchen sink, I've lost water pressure there. And I'm wondering, is it the faucet, or do I have a leak underneath the house? Obviously, probably maybe disconnect the hose underneath there and maybe check the pressure down there, or maybe hook up something else like a different faucet. That's what I thought. Maybe I'll hook a different faucet to it underneath the sink, turn it on and run it into a 5-gallon bucket or something just to see if it's the faucet.
It could be, you know, corrosion in your faucet. I mean, they don't last forever.
Right. Well, this is kind of a new one.
And there's hard water, you know, deposits that can build up in pipes. And, you know, I'm not a plumber, but, you know, I've seen it certainly over the years that, you know, they can shut down the water pressure to, you know, to a pipe just from the junk that's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, it is a 1952 home.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, and there's a reason why they flush the you know, the water lines in neighborhoods on a regular basis. You know, annually, you know, City of Reading will go around and open up the fire hydrants.
Right.
And it's flushing the system.
Right, because there's
getting all the debris
a lot of sediment
there.
And stuff that comes in. Because, I mean, let's face it, it's coming up out of the ground, and it's got, you know, there's dirt around it where it's coming out of the ground. So, you know, if you've got a well, you know, you've got a screen around your pump, but in that case, you know, it doesn't catch everything, and that sediment builds up.
Right. Yep. That makes sense. Common sense.
Your house is just older. It's probably,
sure.
You know, plumbing's getting a little thin, you know,
so I'm going to have to crawl underneath the house, aren't I?
Well, you might be
surprised. You guys had some little secret.
You know, as long as you don't have, you know, is it cast iron that they're getting rid of now?
Yeah.
I mean, they've right. Older homes, you know, with cast iron piping and everything else.
Well, galvanized too, right?
Yeah, and the galvanization wears out. Rust building up.
Right, and that rust can break loose and plug. So,
oh yeah, that makes
sense. Because it's all inside the pipe, so it could come loose and that could be causing your drop in water pressure.
Just sounds like getting old, doesn't it?
Sounds like my house is going to have a stroke.
Well,
give it a tune up.
You got that to look forward to, right?
I'm kidding. Well, it's always great to have you guys' expertise on the show. So that's why it's awesome to listen to Living in the North State.
Let's see. There's a perfect reason why you want to have a house inspection.
All right. I should probably give those guys a call, have them come out and check it out.
There you
crawl underneath the house and tell me what's going on. Right.
Well, and a lot of them, you can even do a test. You know, they have pressure gauges. You go to a faucet outside your house and test the pressure. You know, hook onto it, turn it on, see what the water pressure is outside your house.
Right, right.
Then go inside your house. Good spot would be your feed to your washer, your clothes washer. Hmm. Do the same thing. See if there's a difference in those two.
Now I'll check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and of course everything has a, you know, there's feeds underneath each of the sinks, and there's feeds behind each of the toilets, and
so. I hate to cut you off, man, because I love you so much, but we're done.
Hey,
but we'll keep talking about feeds.
Oh yeah,
that,
yeah, you bet.
Going over there.
Listen, we look forward to seeing everybody, talking to everybody next week. So. Y'all have a good one.
Take care, all.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.